Hey guys, Robbie here from the Big Red Express. Hope you all are doing great. I'm hanging in there. It is, let me tell you, it has been a rough couple of days. Just getting back from the Superfit Championships this past weekend. Make sure you guys go check out their Instagram and things like that. They posted some great recaps that I narrated, so it was kind of cool to put on my announcer voice. I haven't done voiceovers really for a while, since college. So it was kind of cool to do that and, you know, just to go off the fly and come up with some cool stuff. But big shout out to all the people at Superfit. Congratulations to Jonathan Hawkins and Gretchen Lee for taking home the top honors. They are your 2018 Superfit National Champions. It was very cool to watch them just kind of battle it out all weekend long. We're going to get into the open announcements. Last week, we talked about the new movement standards that Dave Castro announced this week. And I know this past week, they actually announced who's going to be doing the announcements and where they're going to be located. So I'm going to kind of run down that list. I'm not going to make my predictions until, you know, the week leading up. So every single week, the announcement is going to be made on that Thursday. Well, we are... you know, our podcast airs on a Wednesday. So you're going to get the predictions for each workout, 18.1 through 18.5, and you're going to get that right here, exclusive on the podcast. I'm going to be back on social media by that point. So I'll be able to, you know, get all the things that I need to deliver to you guys. So that's in just under a month. Can you believe it that the Open is just under a month away? Man, it is so exciting. I hope you guys are excited. I'm excited to watch all the action. As many of you guys know, I will not be competing in the Open this year. I'm training for a half marathon that just happens to be right in the middle of the Open season. So I will still be covering it. I'm going to be talking to CrossFit Krypton. Hopefully we can get that Krypton update show as we go along and, you know, get all that worked out. But either way, the Open is always a fun time, not just for the CrossFit community, but CrossFit athletes and spectators all over the world to kind of get together and do five workouts where hundreds of thousands of people, you know, you can get within your group of friends and try to compete there, or you can just compete with yourself and try to get better than you have the previous years. And if it's your first time, good luck. Have fun with it. Don't take it too seriously. Just go out there and have fun, and I promise it'll be so much better if you just kind of go into the workouts with an open mind and don't get too upset, because every year that I've done the Open, and I've done it for the last 5 years, I have gone in wanting it so bad and wanting to do so much better than the person next to me or beat out my score from last year if it's a repeat workout. But you know what? If you go in there and you just have a good time, I promise you will have a much, much better experience than if you go in there and try to beat everyone. Just compete, have fun, and just enjoy the time around friends, family, and your gym community. All right, but first, before we get right into the action, we are going to talk about our number one sponsor on this podcast, Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road in that Sunoco gas station across from Hardee's in Great Bridge, Virginia. If you are ever in the Hampton Roads area, the 757, I don't care if you're in Yorktown, Virginia Beach, Suffolk, you need to make the trek all the way to Great Bridge in Chesapeake, Virginia, and go to Burrito Perdido. They're open from Tuesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've got tacos, burritos, chimichangas, quesadillas, nachos, salads. Man, they've got it all. Best chips and salsa you'll ever have. And my personal favorite, the California burrito. It's a steak, sour cream, and French fry burrito. That's right. It's a burrito with French fries in it. I do not know where that Southern accent came from, but nonetheless, it was there and it happened. So head on over to Burrito Perdido. They're all over social media as well. Go check them out at Burrito Perdido. Speaking of social media and speaking of helping out the podcast, go help us out at Big Red Express on Twitter, Big Red Express 01 on Instagram at @big_red_express. And of course on Facebook, go give us a like over there as well at the Big Red Express. We're off social media until the open. So you guys can still get in touch with us. My email is Robbie@BigRedExpressPodcast.com. I'll put that link and that, you know, all those things in the description so you guys can go continue to follow us. We won't be posting anything until right up about the week of the open. So if you don't hear from us, that's why. But you guys can, if you need to get in touch with me about a booking or anything that you just kind of want to talk to me about, contact me, Robbie@BigRedExpressPodcast.com. It's very easy, and I hope, and I really hope to hear from a lot of you guys. I love getting in touch with all of you guys about just really anything that you really want to talk about. So, and also, guys, I know this is a lot. This is a long segment. We're going to get into our open discussion here in just a moment. If you don't mind us doing a favor, give us a 5-star review and rating on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast directory. It not only helps us out, but it just, you know, it tells us that you're listening and that you're enjoying what you're listening to. And we want to make sure that we put on the best product for you and, you know, continue to build us up and to build you guys up as listeners and things like that. So please, please, if you guys don't mind, it'll take you 60 seconds to go on Apple Podcasts, hit that subscribe button, and then leave us a 5-star rating and then a little review. It can be a couple words. It can be a paragraph. Does not matter. Just please help us out and give us that rating and review. All right, we're going to get right into it. I know I've been flabbing my gums. I'm a little bit under the weather right now. It is the second to last day of January. When I'm recording this episode, it is snowing outside. I'm not a big fan. I'm tired of snow. I'm sure most of you guys are tired of snow. Also, if you live in the Hampton Roads area or anywhere on the East Coast, and if you're from a place that gets snow all the time, well, man, I shouldn't even be complaining because you probably get it all the time. Anyway, back to the action. We have CrossFit Games have announced at games.crossfit.com of the 2018 live open announcement venues and the athletes. We're going to go down week by week. We're not going to give you my preview. We're just going to kind of run down this list and then maybe some lists that I, or some athletes that I thought would be even better to line up to get maybe some fantasy booking and anything like that, and some names that I think were left off of this announcement. But I think it's pretty cool just to see what these athletes are doing so far. Alrighty, here we go into week number one. Week number one, February 22nd through the 26th. It's going to be Sam Briggs versus Kristen Holte. That's right, that's going to be kicking off in Sao Paulo in Brazil. Sam Briggs, the 2013 Games champion, is going to be facing off against the 2017 seventh fittest woman in the world. And I think it's going to be a good matchup. It's going to start out with a bang. I expect this first workout to maybe be an engine workout. Both of these athletes have very, very good engines. So, like I said, I'm not going to go too much into detail. We'll do that the week of the open, and we'll kind of preview that. So on the 21st, when our next episode releases, that's when we're going to have a preview. Sam Briggs, Kristen Holte, and then our predictions of what 18.1 could be. Week number two is going to be Patrick Vellner versus Noah Olsen. I love this matchup just early on. I love both of these guys. Both alumni of the Big Red Express. They have been really good friends with us. It's going to be in Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, CrossFit RAW. So looking forward to that one. That's going to be, I think, a really fun announcement. Then the Masters come out for week number three. That is correct. Kyle Casper Bauer and Neil Maddox will be facing off. Your two of arguably the top athletes in CrossFit Games history, just in the open division. But now that that new 35 to 39 division is there, these guys are the premier athletes in that division. And these two could probably still throw it down with some of the fittest athletes in the world, no doubt. In my mind, it's that one's going to be held at held, that's 18.3, at Skyline CrossFit in Houston, Texas. I like that. Like I said, I love the Masters athletes getting their spotlight. I think they should get it more, but that's another episode for another day, and we'll talk about that when it comes up. Week number four, we've got Bjorgvin, Carl Gudmundsson, and Scott Panchik for 18.4. It's going to be in CrossFit Fury in Goodyear, Arizona. So Goodmundsson's going to have to come across the water, and Scott's just going to have to pop on a plane and head on to Arizona from Ohio. But I think that's going to be a good matchup. They've both got really, really good resumes in terms of their CrossFit games. Gudmundsson's still very young in the CrossFit games. Last year was his third year. And Panchik, one of the best of all time, has been in the games multiple times, had his best finish ever at the CrossFit games in the 2017, and, you know, with a sixth place finish. And, you know, he's always one of those top athletes every single year. So it's going to be fun to see how they match up on week number four. And week number five, the main event, the final workout of the 2018 CrossFit Open will be in Iceland. So you can probably guess who the three athletes are going to be that are going to be throwing down. It's going to be the three daughters. That's right. Annie Thor's daughter, Sarah Sigmund's daughter, and Katrin David's daughter. And wow. Just looking at this, this is like fantasy booking at its best. This is something that, man, I love this. I love this announcement. I love this workout. Oh, man, it's going to be super exciting to see how these athletes compete against each other. Obviously, I think Sarah Sigmund's daughter and Katrin David's daughter aren't in their European regional anymore, so they're going to have to fly. I think Annie's still going to be in the European regional, or the Meridian region. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, how that works out. Interesting that they're doing it in Iceland. I think it's very smart. But two of the three athletes that are competing aren't even living in Iceland right now, I don't believe. I'm pretty sure they're still in the United States and are going to compete in a region in the United States. So very interesting there. Some names that I thought were, you know, left out of, you know, these top, and I'm not saying, I don't know anything. I don't know if any athletes were, you know, not reached out to or were reached out to. Would love to have seen Matt Frazier on this list. Obviously, Brent Vikalski, not on this list of athletes. I think it's, like I said, I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see. No Matt Frazier, obviously, like I just mentioned. No Josh Bridges. Obviously, he didn't have the best finish last year, but on the women's side, I mean, obviously no Ben Smith. He's always one of the top athletes. No Rich Froning on this list, as he's obviously focused more on the team aspect and trying to reclaim that title that he missed last year. But on the women's side, I think the top two names that kind of stand out to me that aren't on this list, and I think it would have been very cool to see them face off just because it was so close, and you guys probably know who I'm talking about, Cara Webb and Tia Claire Toomey, your first and second place athletes for the 2017 CrossFit Games. Very interesting that these athletes are not on there. And like I said, it could be very simple that they were just not available for whatever workout, or they just wanted to stay close to home. And they're both from Australia, so you know, it's going to be very interesting to see all that works. And I think it's cool with these regionals and things like that, is you're going to get matchups that you probably will not get at regionals. And maybe that's what they're trying to do. Maybe, you know, a Tia Claire Toomey and a Cara Webb facing off head-to-head. You're going to get that for three straight days in the Pacific Regional. So why put it together during the Open if you can help yourself? But if I had to, you know, put two athletes out there other than Matt Frazier, which I think he's only done one or two announcements, it would definitely have to be Cara Webb and Tia Claire Toomey. A very disappointing that they're not on this list, but I do like that list, that those three athletes at the end. I do love throwing the daughters out there, Thor's daughter, David's daughter, and Sigmund's daughter all together for one workout. Like I said, we don't know what the workout's going to be. We don't know how it's going to, you know, play out, but all three of those athletes are three of the top athletes ever in the sport of CrossFit, and I'm sure down the road, and I know we've teased it in the past about doing it, we just haven't gotten to it, but, you know, when you put together your top athletes, you know, in the CrossFit Games history or in just CrossFit history, you go down this list of these, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8, 11 names, 3 or 4 athletes really stick out to me. And, you know, obviously Annie and Katrin are arguably two of the toughest and the best women in the sport of CrossFit. Scott Panchik, like I said, always up there. And of course Sam Briggs got to put her up in terms of the top CrossFit women athletes and really top CrossFit athletes ever, male or female. You know, you can really put those all in the same pace. So I think it's going to be a very interesting open. And like I said, some names that were left off that I would have loved to see being on there. But nonetheless, you can't always please everyone. I'm being very picky. And this isn't me being super, super picky. I love these matchups. I love what these athletes are going to do. I love what CrossFit is putting together. I think some of the matches, the matchups on the men's side, the 18.2 to 18.4 are going to be entertaining. I think it's anyone's game between those three athletes. So I think it's going to be very cool to see. You got some very close finishers. Obviously, Noah plays fourth, Vellner plays third, and Panchik plays sixth, and Goodmanson placed fifth in the CrossFit game. So, and everyone's kind of really close and tight knit in this community, and I think it's going to be entertaining regardless. Who knows what Dave Castro has up his sleeve. I think we're going to see a repeat of at least one workout, and I don't know. Like I said, I'm not trying to be too optimistic right now. I have no idea what he could be throwing at CrossFit Games athletes and what he's going to be throwing at the entire CrossFit universe, the hundreds of thousands that are going to be competing in the competition coming up in just a few short weeks. The Open is right around the corner, so make sure you guys get your signups in, and we hope to hear everyone's story as things get moving on. Guys, thanks so much for bearing with me. I know I'm fighting a cold right now, but thank you guys so much for tuning in. Another week of the Big Red Express underway. This was episode 253. We appreciate all the support, and don't forget to check back here every Wednesday at 11 a.m. for your best podcast in CrossFit, the Big Red Express. Have a good one, guys.